Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Apple has responded to complaints that it abuses its dominant position in the iPhone app market by making four positions to third-party developers about fairer treatment in the United Kingdom. Apple has long been accused by competition regulators around the world of abusing its market dominance in two ways. First, by effectively holding a monopoly on the sale of iPhone apps, since these could only be purchased in the company's own app store. And second, by giving preferential treatment to its own apps over competing alternatives. The promises announced today in the UK by both Apple and Google address the second of these two issues, Apple giving preferential treatment to its own apps. The promises include making sure Apple and Google review apps to be distributed on their app stores in a fair and objective way and do not discriminate against apps which compete with their own or give preferential treatment to their own apps. Making sure Apple and Google rank apps in their app stores in a fair, objective, and transparent way and do not discriminate against apps which compete with their own or give preferential treatment to their own. Making sure Apple and Google safeguard the app data they gather from developers in the course of app review and do not use this data unfairly. And finally, enabling developers to more easily request interoperable access to features and functionality within iOS, giving businesses more certainty over how they can deliver innovative products and services to UK customers. In a statement today, Apple said, quote, "The commitments announced today allow Apple to continue advancing important privacy and security innovations for users and great opportunities for developers," end quote. You'll notice that these promises by Apple in the UK don't come anywhere close to what Apple has done in the European Union. The Competition and Markets Authority in the UK has stopped short of forcing Apple to do things like allow third-party app stores on the iPhone. The UK government is now seeking views as to whether what has been announced goes far enough to satisfy third-party developers and companies. Next up today, while the iPhone Fold is certainly the most interesting iPhone launching this fall, the iPhone 18 Pro will still be important for one reason: its cameras. The iPhone Fold won't be able to pack a flagship camera system due to its design, so if that's something you're after, you'll have to settle for the iPhone 18 Pro. New rumors this week have details on two big new features coming to the iPhone 18 Pro. There have been rumors about Apple's plans to introduce a variable aperture lens on at least some of the new iPhone 18 models, and this week's rumor corroborates that. A variable aperture grants the photographer better depth control. Right now, all wide iPhone photos are taken at a fixed focal length of f1.78. A variable aperture would allow you to narrow your depth of field, giving you more control over the look of your photos. Apple already does some of this artificially with features like portrait mode, but having a proper variable aperture lens would be a major update for iPhone photographers. Second, this week's rumor corroborates that Apple is working on an improved telephoto lens for the iPhone 18 Pro with a larger aperture. With an even wider aperture, the iPhone 18 Pro could see better telephoto performance in low light, with a wider aperture letting in more light in an environment in which the telephoto lens currently struggles. So if this rumor pans out, Apple has big changes in store for two of the iPhone 18 Pro's lenses, the main camera and the telephoto. We are sponsored this week by Stuff. If you're someone who loves being organized and checking things off lists, you need to try Stuff. It's a new to-do list app for iPhone and iPad built for people who love to write things down, check them off, and actually complete their goals. Stuff is designed to make capturing your tasks as easy and frictionless as possible, including typing, talking, or even using the camera. Then Stuff will turn all of that into actionable tasks right away. And lists and Stuff are built like completable projects. So if you're planning a trip, starting a business, or working towards a big goal, you can break it down step by step and watch it take shape. Download Stuff today at trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store, and use code 9to5 at checkout to get 50% off your first year of extra Stuff. Running out today, Apple is rumored to have a brand new adjectiveless MacBook launching soon. Its first ever MacBook powered by an iPhone chip. The new MacBook is expected to have a display that's similar in size to the 13-inch MacBook Air, but a little smaller. The MacBook Air has a 13.6-inch display, but this new MacBook is rumored to be about 12.9 inches. We expect the same basic LCD display quality seen in the MacBook Air, but with that slightly smaller footprint and likely with no notch. As the new entry in Apple's Mac laptop lineup, this MacBook will have a less powerful chip designed mainly for basic computing needs, an A18 Pro chip. This is the same chip that Apple used in the iPhone 16 Pro last year, which offers surprisingly compelling performance compared to the M1 and even the M2 chips that Apple has used in previous MacBook Airs. The chip should prove plenty powerful for everyday computing tasks like web browsing, email messaging, light gaming, image editing, and other basic creative tasks. Finally, like it does with the iMac, Apple is expected to offer the new MacBook in a variety of bold colors. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has reported that the MacBook will be available in blue, pink, yellow, and silver. As for pricing for unreleased Apple products is notoriously hard to predict. The general consensus pins this MacBook's cost at around $699, which is well below the starting price of the MacBook Air at $1,000. The new base model cheapest MacBook ever is expected to launch sometime in the first half of 2026. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.